Metameo, Disc 12.
Chapter 51. Matthias stood with his paw upon Matameo's shoulder and gazed around the hushed ledge. Orlando and Orma were with him, Jess Squiddle and her son Sam, Jabez Stump and his son Jubilation, and Basil and Cheek with Tim, Tess and Cynthia. Logalog Flug and his remaining shrews stood behind Matthias, while before him there was gathered a motley horde of young woodland creatures. The surviving black-robed rats had fled down the causeway steps, back to the green-misted caves and tunnels that had been the kingdom of Malcaris. All along the ledge, down the steps of the causeway, and across the floor of the bottom workings, lay the ranks of the slain. In the flickering torchlight, eerie shadows danced around the silent rock face. Matameo took the great sword of Redwall from his father, as Matthias stood on a rocky knoll with his paws outstretched.
"You are free!"
Matthias proclaimed. A roaring cheer echoed through the underground. The warrior mouse nodded approvingly.
"All of you who suffered under the cruelty of Malcaris, you who were stolen from your homes to lose many seasons of your young lives, chained in dark places, let me tell you something. The world outside is dressed in the colours of summer. Grass, flowers, trees and rivers, they are yours. If you cannot remember where you came from, if you have nowhere to go, come with me and my friends to Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country and live in peace there. For 2 days, we have had to fight the powers of evil. Many were slain in the great battle, and you must never forget them. The good creatures who gave their lives to buy freedom for you."
Heads were bowed and tears were shed for lost youth and lost friends. Matthias stepped down and nodded to Orlando, who took his place on the knoll. The warrior of the western plain raised his battle-axe as his thunderous voice boomed out.
"Let us go up into the sunlight, but first we will destroy the symbol of wickedness that has plagued this place."
Orlando and Matthias took their weapons to the base of the great white statue, which reared from the ledge to the roof of the immense cavern. Orlando spat upon his paws and grasped the axe handle firmly as he swung it back.
"The purple-robed rat, Nadaz, he's in there!"
Tim Church Mouse cried out. A hissing voice came from between the crystal teeth of the monolith.
"Fools! You cannot destroy the kingdom of Malcaris! Now I am not only the voice, I am king of the void!"
Matthias walked around the statue until he found the secret door. It was a tight-blocked entrance, cunningly carved, so that it appeared as a mere hairline crack on the smooth limestone. Matthias struck it with the flat of his blade.
"Come out, Nadaz! It is over!"
he cried.
"Over?"
the voice of the host laughed scornfully.
"No, it is just beginning. Malcaris was old and weak. I am Nadaz. I am strong. You cannot get me. The entrance has a secret seal that only I can unlock from the inside. When you are gone, I will get more black robes, more slavers, and I will follow you and hunt you down like insects!"
Orlando swung the axe, hacking a chunk from the limestone.
"Then go to your kingdom, evil one! You really..."